Okay, stand by just a moment once again. Once again, we're today on our sort of beginning of the year teleconference. We also are going to do a little bit of work online, so we have a webinar set up as well. So if you go to gotowebinar.com, and there's a Join a Webinar button in the top right-hand corner. I'll give you the webinar ID number that you can put in there, and you can join us online as well, so you can see my screen. And we're going to walk through a few online things today. If you're not in front of the computer, that's okay, too. We're going to walk through, you know, the details and all this stuff anyway. We have some questions to answer and some things like that. But we have a few new things that we've been working on kind of behind the scenes, and I wanted to kind of show everybody a preview of a few things that are coming your way very quickly. So if you are in front of your computer, you can go to the webinar presentation as well. And again, that will be, you'll go to gotowebinar.com, and you'll put in a webinar ID number. And I'll give you that webinar ID here in just a minute. I've also emailed that information around to everybody. You should have an email in your inbox, like right now, that has all the login details. I'm not seeing it in my inbox. Oh, here it is. Okay, yeah, here. Okay. It's in everybody's inbox but mine. So that webinar ID number is 135-410-043. So if you go to gotowebinar.com, you can click Join a Webinar in the top right-hand corner, and you'll see where you can enter that webinar ID number. And I'll start that presentation here in just a moment.
Toby, let's tell everybody, if you are not at a computer right now, and of course, I guess the GoToWebinar works fine as I recall on iPad and Android tablets, and, you know, a range of options. But if you're not on a computer right now, or some, you know, new comparable, that's fine. I mean, we're going to be doing a teleconference. We just sent out that link. So some people may be sitting in their car, you know, at Starbucks or wherever they might be. But we have just so much exciting new stuff for 2014 that we're going to do a series of webinars over the next few weeks that are really going to walk everybody through all this stuff. And some of it is some major enhancements to moving parts of your membership that have been in place but are making dramatic, you know, massive enhancements, and other is completely new stuff that we're launching. And so we're going to do a series of webinars that are going to walk everybody through exactly how to use this stuff and show them how to do it specifically. But if you're just if you're on a teleconference line and don't have access to a computer, you're going to be just fine today. So don't be frustrated. But if you are at laptop, desktop, Android tablet, iPad, whatever, you know, feel free to log in and you'll be able to watch the screen. Is basically we're going to look at the member website and show you where, frankly, some stuff you may already be using is, but what some dramatic enhancements are that have happened over the holidays or are coming up soon, and frankly preview some stuff I think you're going to be really excited about. So that, I guess that would be the first thing. The second thing, maybe as a little background for everybody, is, you know, some people may know that we have staff kind of flung out all over the country, but Toby, Master Milroy, and a few others were out in Colorado and up here with me at the top of the mountain at 8,000 foot overlooking the elk herd. We did, about a week of work about 2 months ago, and then the week prior to the holidays, I had the horrible experience of sitting on the sandy beach on the Gulf with our entire sea staff there in Clearwater Beach. And as usual, what happens is we come up with a ton of new ideas, but sadly, I guess for everybody else in the crew, is I tend to be a bit of a slave driver, and Master Milroy, Merrick, Uhura, Bob Dunn, and the 28 others we've had on this project tend to be pretty workaholic types. So over the holidays, and I will I will give you a disclaimer. If you emailed me, I had an autoresponder on my email for about 3 weeks that said, go away, I'm not going to read this. But pretty much for everybody else, they've had their head buried, took a little bit of time to see Mickey with the kids in Master Melroy's case and do some other stuff over the holidays. But mostly, we've been in complete slave driver mode with massive, massive, massive new enhancements. And I'm really excited about it. And we've been sneak previewing some of this stuff, and we sent you a huge insert and small type, probably 8-point type, 6 pages of description of some of this stuff, but it didn't even scratch the surface. So I got to tell you, I'm extremely excited about a lot of the new stuff that we have for you today. We really want to make sure that this month that we have all of our members engaged, and specifically we walk you through specifically how to implement this. And some of it is going to be where to point your staff. Some of it is where you need to put student data to get this stuff to happen for you. And as Master Melroy was just alluding to, what we have found is, you know, we give people probably a 10-to-1 return on ideas, meaning 10 great ideas for every one that they actually manage to find the time to implement. And what we are massively focused on right now is 28 different ways that we can do all the work for you, or at least we can do a good chunk of it for you and get this where it goes directly out to your students with little or no intervention on your side. And you'll start to see that as we go through this. The other thing we've done is we've pretty much made the final transition to be nearly 100% digital on content delivery, other than our one-on-one interactions, our small group interactions. But a key component is for everybody to be actively engaged, and right now I'm preaching to the choir, but for everybody to be actively engaged in the teleconferences and the webinars, frankly, just so you see how to implement this this material. But as Mariah, I see that you have the screen up and running, and what I would point out is I've gotten quite a few questions, and probably you have too. And what we do encourage martial arts teachers to do is have the courage to speak up during the call. And if there's something that we address that you need clarification on or need to have addressed, just ask the questions while we're in the process, right? But what we want to make sure we do is, if you need to submit a question by email, submit it. If you are brave enough to speak in public, which I would think you all are, raise your hand during the teleconference. Sometimes we'll ask the question that you asked ahead of time by email and need further clarification. But one of the questions that I have in my inbox was already what our topic was, which is kind of undisclosed, which was how to fully implement a leadership program. And so we're going to talk a lot about that as we go. Another question I had that came in was, frankly, about how to place lead boxes and so forth, and we should be able to address that before we get done today. And there's several others that are, I'm sure, in both of our inboxes. But again, I'll put forth the disclaimer that if up until this Monday, if you send us an email anytime the last half of December, it's, you know, in my case, there's probably 150 a day that is stacked up for 3 weeks. I'm not going to go find them. You should resend that stuff to us and follow up. The other thing I would say for all of our personal coaching people, the Inner Circle Peak Performers, is we would love to have a real clear idea of what goals you have set for 2014, where you'd like to end up for the month. I mean, not for the month, for the year. What your personal objectives are, income objectives, school growth objectives, quality and service objectives. And we're going to make a huge, huge enhancement and improvement in those levels of the program as well. So we're going to be talking about that directly with Peak Performers in Inner Circle. And we have this week and next week, we have our one-on-one calls for some of you. This week is getting kind of started off a little bit faster than you expected, and you're perhaps snowed in. If you're in the north or east, you may be snowed in. Toby, what's the temperature in Orange City, Florida today?
It's chilly today. I think it was like 50, 48 or something like that. You know, It did actually get down to, I think, like 29.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, well,
it was 50 and sunny in Denver yesterday. So,
yeah.
And I spent the holidays in Tulsa and froze my butt off in Tulsa, as my father told me how cold it is in Denver. But anyway, hey, let's get going here now. You're set up for this. We have so much new stuff to launch, implement, and review. Why don't we start with an outline? Let's start with an outline, and then we can drill down into the details of what we have currently in place for members and what some of the enhancements are. And we're going to focus predominantly today on material that goes directly to students. And so let me turn it over to you for a second. Let's start with an outline, and then we'll drill that into the components.
Sure. I think what you said is like critically important. It probably needs to be underlined, is that a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about today and over the next couple of weeks, I think something that's very important is that this organization, as an organization, and that's NAPMA, we have, I think, three things that are kind of really important and really unique and I think are a big benefit for everybody. Number one is, this isn't just about random ideas that float off into space. This is about systems. And I see so many, you know, organizations out in the universe, and, you know, there's all sorts of people, and anybody who, you know, can throw up a website now, all of a sudden it's a consultant. And the biggest problem I see with that is you have five different voices with five different ideas and five different opinions. And having an opinion and a concept and an idea is great, but this isn't about ideas. This is about congruent systems. It's about systems that are built and designed to work together to make a machine that gets you what your objectives are. It's too difficult to try to cobble together a piece here, a piece there, a piece here, a piece there, that were never designed to work together. So all the stuff that you're seeing, that you're going to be seeing today and over the next few weeks, is a re-envisioning of how all the pieces of our puzzles work, of how they look, and how they work together more systematically. And so I think that's number one. Number two is this is all this stuff is coming from models that we know are hyper profitable, right? If you look out into the cacophony of voices out in the industry, unfortunately, again, anybody who can put up a website now all of a sudden is an expert.
There's a lot of broke people who are proclaiming expertise, and there's a few that are teaching the exact skills you need if you want to be broke in running a martial arts school. So that's probably
that was exactly my point. Is that, you know, I was on two different webinars over the holiday break, just kind of, you know, I watch everything. If there's a product in the martial arts industry, I own it. It's sitting on my shelf over here. If somebody's selling something, I buy it, right? Because I want to know what everybody's doing. I'm part of this industry. I want to make sure that I have my finger on the pulse of everything that's happening. So I was on, I think, two or three different webinars over the holiday break, just kind of watching what everybody else was doing. And that was my biggest frustration was, I was on one particular conference that had five different versions of operating schools, and all that's fine, but the problem was all of the processes were disconnected from each other. So you've got one, you know, preschool system that isn't built to work with this leadership process that isn't built to work with teenage programs, the teenage program that's not built to work with adults, right? So none of these systems were designed to work together as a smooth, congruent system. And I think that's pretty damaging. So what we're talking about today is how to use a lot of the tools that we already have for you and that we've recently dramatically enhanced and revolutionized, and to get it all work together in a congruent system. The final piece of the puzzle is, I think, what Master Oliver was describing earlier. We created some technology over the last 3-4 weeks. And we've invested pretty heavily in development time and energy and effort and resources to make some of these things literally a turnkey process for you. And we're not going to talk a lot about it today, but I would just tease you by saying this. Imagine, if you would, all of the follow-up systems that we've been teaching you. How to follow up with leads, how to follow up with appointments, how to follow up with students once they become a student to get them renewed to the higher level program. How to follow up with students in the higher level program to deliver that high level content. Think about all those processes that we work on, that we teach, that we help you with. Now, what if we could just do it all for you? Right? What if there's a way that you could just plug into the system that we already have running, right? And not have to manipulate, edit, deal with files, any of that stuff. What if you could just plug into it and have it all happen for you? So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're not ready to discuss the entire process yet, but I just kind of want you to be thinking about that. All the stuff we're going to talk about today, we've taken as much of the manual labor on your side out of it as we possibly can. And I think you're going to be excited about that. I think you'll see a few of those things. So that's all right. I think we should start at the top, maybe with just ongoing student communication systems, like kick-ins and things like that.
Well, let's step back even further here for a second. Let's talk about basic structure. And this is what a couple of my questions are. And you know, it seems sometimes that we drilled on this over and over and over again. But the difference is, when somebody is not at a personal coaching level, or they're not sitting in the room with the top people like we do with Inner Circle or peak performers, a lot of times they just haven't gotten clarity on how to implement. And frankly, some of our higher level people, the advantage they have from us talking to them one on one is telling them to just stop thinking about it and implement, right? But the basic structure is, if you look at your school, is there is an entry level enrollment point. So there's somebody comes in for an introductory program. Typically, it's a couple of lessons. Now the offer, you know, can vary pretty dramatically, but they come in for one lesson or two lessons, enroll in your initial program, and that initial program may be a 6-month enrollment, maybe a 12-month enrollment. I prefer 12 months, but it may be a 6, maybe a 12-month enrollment. And then you should not be in a situation where everybody is at a month-to-month enrollment, and you should not be in a situation where really there aren't any higher-level goals beyond that. What you want to be focused on is that the goal is ultimately to get to their black belt, and all of your initial conversations with a new student is about really setting a goal and mastering this activity, rather than just having some exposure to it. And the mistake I see is that some schools, and certainly the last 5 years or so forth, has been a lot of regression in the industry. And Toby, are you creating one of the forms for us on the webinar while we're going here?
Well, I am. I was drawing up here deciding.
Okay. Good. So you take that entry level, and you know we have 4 or 5 different versions of that already sitting around. I'm just sure you couldn't find it in a hurry. What you should be doing is looking at renewing their desire and their interest and their dedication to really be with you long term. And when we're talking, I know that we're talking to some schools that are predominantly cardio kickboxing, and some schools that are predominantly MMA, and some schools that are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or whatnot, as well as, you know, Taekwondo, Shotokan, etc. But really, the process is the same, and the desire that the student has, if you implement it properly, is the same. So what you don't want to do is just have somebody be thinking day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month. You want them to be thinking in terms of long-term outcome, long-term commitment to the program, and you want them to be thinking in terms of really accomplishing something with this. The problem that, for instance, the fitness business in general has, and if you look at what the fitness centers and so forth are doing, the problem they have is that almost everybody who makes a New Year's resolution, and I think the stat was 86% of all New Year's resolution had something to do with being fit or losing weight. The fitness centers are going to be massively packed for the next, say, 30 days. And then all the people who join the fitness centers, not all, but a huge percentage of them, are going to stop going. And the fitness centers really have two structured pricing models. They have pricing model number one, price the tuition low enough that you're never going to bother to go cancel it. so they end up with thousands of members who are paying a relatively low level of tuition, who aren't going to go the effort to go cancel their $39 a month membership or whatever it might be. And then they have people who are in personal coaching, personal training, who presumably, in most cases, are the only ones who are getting any benefit from their, you know, from their facility at all. And those, of course, are at much higher rates. In our case, what you want to be thinking in terms of doing is have an enrollment process where you get anywhere from 60 to 80% of everyone who comes into your facility for the first time enrolled. In other words, they paid money, they signed an agreement, they're committed to training in your school, and then you want to spend the first chunk of their involvement in your school really helping them gain a high level of commitment to do this on a long-term basis. And frankly, if they're only in your school for 3 or 4 or 5 months, I don't know about you, but my sense is they're always going to be pretty crappy at martial arts, because somebody who drops out in month four never gets good. Doesn't matter how good your curriculum is, doesn't matter how good your school is, if they drop out in 3, 4, 5 months, they're never going to be particularly good at what we're teaching. I don't care if it's jiu-jitsu, Shotokan, or Krav Maga, or whatever. The next step is, as Master Milroy is illustrating on the computer screen here, in kind of an entertaining way, is to think in terms of psychologically renewing their commitment, and financially, the term is upgrade. And so, what you can have is you can have tiered levels in your program, one of which has to do with them making a psychological commitment and probably and also a contractual commitment to be with you long term. So as he's illustrated on screen, let's say it's a 12-month entry level program at 179 at the most timid level, maybe the upgrade is 199, so it's a $20 a month increase, and then there's a level above that, let's say 249. So what you're doing is you're gaining a commitment for them to first train on a longer-term basis, and then you're offering a couple of options. And I think the way to think about these options, and perhaps the concept of upgrades has, for some people, has gotten kind of a weird, perspective for some people. The reality is every industry you look at that's sophisticated has something like this. And, I've been flying a lot recently, and, you know, the airline industry, there's two ends of the spectrum. There are airlines like Spirit Airlines, which, frankly, I vowed never to get on again in the rest of my life if I could possibly avoid it, who has taken this to a nickel and diming extreme. And there are martial arts schools, and frankly, there are martial arts organizations that teach a nickel and diming approach, and I view that as the Walmart approach or the Spirit Airline approach, which is every time you turn around, there's something else to pay $10 for or $20 for, or there's some other level. I hate that approach. But the other approach is the approach where, let's say there's two paths, as he's illustrating here, to get to black belt and beyond. And again, I don't care if you're telling people it's a 10-year black belt or a 3-year black belt. That's a different conversation. But once you have them committed to train long-term, that there's a couple of paths. There's the path to commit to long-term training, and then there's a higher level path that includes additional levels of service. And again, using the airline example, you know, that's the option of, you know, I can fly first class, or if I'm on Southwest, which I like a lot of the discount airlines, I can pay a little extra and I get seated early and therefore I get my seat selection and so forth. But it's not the path of, say, Spirit Airlines. Again, a lot of people are teaching this, and I think I don't believe it to be particularly unethical. I just think it's a bad business strategy to irritate your customers on a regular basis. And what I mean by that is you don't want to have the Spirit Airlines approach is, you know, X amount to carry a bag on, and if you booked it ahead of time because you knew how their system works, it's a lot cheaper. And if you show up and you don't know how their system works, they did seeing you for double. And if you book your carry-on ahead of time, it's cheaper. And if you didn't know how the system works, you show up, it's $100. And if you go over 40 pounds, unlike the normal 50-pound deal, it's an extra amount. See, that's just a system designed to piss off your customers. And, again, the nickel and diming approach is exactly that. You want to be very careful not to do that. But in our case, you're always going to have a percentage of your students who are willing to pay a higher price for a higher level of service. And then our example that we showed our peak performers in our circle in Sterling, Virginia, our Mile High Karate Training facility run by Jeff Smith, is in their case, the ratio is 87% of everybody who enrolls ends up renewing within a couple of months, and of those people who renew within a couple of months, 90% choose the more expensive path. So if you do this well, you can end up in a situation where the vast majority, not a small fraction, are opting for the more expensive options at the same time. So again, Alex...
Let me jump in on that for a second. I would take what you just said one step further in that not only, if you do it right, do they tend to choose the higher level, but if you think about the psychological structure of how we have this stuff set up, the first program, the entry-level program, for lack of a better description, I'll highlight this. If you set this stuff up appropriately, this program actually creates the demand for the higher program, right? And the demand is, in most cases, latent already. It already kind of exists already. But the first program teaches them why they should value the higher level program, and sort of you know presents why that value is valuable, right? So it's not this kind of bait and switch bullshit that an awful lot of people have tried to do in the industry, right? There was a contingent of folks, with Mass Training and several others where they really didn't care what service they were delivering. They just wanted to get as much money as they could as early on in the relationship as they could. Because the reality is all students drop out eventually anyway, so let's get as much cash up front as we possibly can and then not worry about service. This is a very different idea.
That's very short-sighted. And, to go all the way back to Peter Drucker, who was, one of the early best management gurus ever, his comment was the only purpose of any business is to create and keep a customer.
Right.
And in our situation, it's much easier, and frankly much less expensive to go from having 10% to 7% to 3% of your students dropping out per month than it is to go from enrolling 10 people to 15 people to 20 people to 30 people to 40 people a month. And so if I want to stay at any level of active, let's say for argument's sake, that's 500 people. If I want to stay at 500 people, you and I have seen schools that are enrolling 100 people a month to stay at 500. Now, that's a fool's errand. And perhaps right now in cardio kickboxing or in MMA, you can do that. But those tides shift. And the ones who are doing that right now are going to be the ones that when the click traffic drops off or when Groupon suffers, are going to be out of business. The better approach is, in order to have 500 active, you need 15 new students a month. Or even better, you need 10 new students a month. And in order to get to that number, it means that your first highest priority is to be really nice to the students you get, keep them there long term, and by the way, when you promise them that they're going to lose weight, be in shape, be able to defend themselves, have high self-esteem, be able to set goals, follow through on that promise. And the only way you follow through on that promise is they train with you for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. You don't follow through on that promise by getting to pay you $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 in the first 60 days and they drop out. That's the worst possible thing to do. And certainly there are some people who have been in a business for a while that have had that model, but in my case, I know that every community that we're in ultimately is a fairly small community. The word gets around, even if you're in Manhattan, is it's difficult to maintain that if a lot of people who are running around talking about how unethical you are and how bad you are. And frankly, the internet dynamic has changed that dramatically as well, is the internet pushes out disreputable operators pretty quickly because everybody goes and Googles you. And if you have 582 people or 52 people or 25 people talking about what a crook you are, you're not going to be in business. Hey, let me interrupt you for a second, Toby. For everybody who was maybe didn't log into the webinar but now able to, walk them through what the meeting is again on GoToWebinar.
Yeah, really good point. Yeah, so today we're not only on a teleconference, but we're also broadcasting a bit of a screen share on GoToWebinar.
Yeah.
So you can go to GoToWebinar.com, and you just click the Join a Webinar button. I've actually emailed the link around to everybody, but you can go to GoToWebinar.com, click the Join a Webinar button, and you'll enter a webinar ID number. And that ID number is, you might want to jot this down, but it's 135-410-043. So I'll say that again. You go to GoToWebinar.com, and you can click Join a Webinar. And the webinar ID is 135-410-043. And in future webinars, I'll text you that information and everything as well. But we just, since we're walking through some of the website today, I wanted to do a little screencast as well so you can kind of see what was happening on the site as well. But if you're not in front of a computer, that's fine too. But that's how you would access the webinar information.
Yeah. And then let's go back and where you were at is our levels of material that we're providing for the members. And we were going to start with, Chicken Newsletter and Words of the Week.
Yeah.
And as we look at that, let's walk them through how to access that, how it works, what they should be using, and our two biggies that people are not going to be familiar with because they're brand new is the leadership program. We want to spend the bulk of our time on that, and the ambassador program. But let's start at the basic is and let me make a note about Kicking Newsletter to begin with. I told our higher level people over and over and over again, the most important place to be using that is with your lead base. In other words, with anybody who's raised their hand even a little bit that they're interested in your school, and with everybody who's dropped out, who's gone anywhere from a week or two to a year or two. So this is not just something for your active students. This, and now the Words of the Week are embedded in the Kicking Newsletter. This is something for your prospects and your inactive to keep them engaged and enthused about coming back sooner or later, hopefully. But let's walk them through the website, and I'll shut up and let you start showing them where this is at and how it works.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think, like you said, it's a multi-purpose piece of technology. But the reality is, when you look at what it takes to create a relationship with a prospect, or what it takes to create and maintain a long-term relationship with a customer, it's all about communication. It's all about delivering, content to them on a frequent basis. People's ability and willingness to consume content from you, if they like you, is infinite. You will never be able to generate enough content for them, right? The people who love you and, who think you walk on water and, are really interested, or the prospect who just doesn't know enough yet, who just hasn't quite had their buttons tickled, in exactly the right way, the better the stuff that you can deliver them, the more frequently, the better. And so that, in general terms, Kicking is one of the solutions to that. We have a bunch of them now, and even more solutions as we move through our time today. But basically, here's the short story. If you go to just your members resource website, Maximum Impact Members and Above, under Student Service is where I have this file. Under Student Service, you'll see Kicking Newsletter. It's right here. You just click that, and it'll take you to the newsletter page. Now, there are right now maybe there's more formats, but there's two ways to consume Kicking right now. There's digital, and there's physical, right? If you look at the Kicking Newsletter category, this top sticky post, the one that has these big black bars around it, is basically just a little tutorial that will teach you how to use the Kicking Newsletter, both the HTML email version of it and the print version of it. And this is the kind of you go do it system. I'm going to show you also today a we go do it system as well. So basically, when you get to the Kickin category, again, you just go to Maximum Impact Members and Above, Student Service, Kickin Newsletters. You'll see this month's newsletter, plus you'll see the previous couple of months' newsletter as well. This newsletter for January, for example, goes live about 2 to 3 weeks before the month. Okay? So you'll get an email as you've been getting, it's one of the things we'll talk about today, but you've been getting these email updates when this member content goes live in your member site now automatically. And you'll get that email typically 2 to 3 weeks before the month which the newsletter is dated. So, for example, the January Taking Risks newsletter went live, I don't know, probably mid-December, right? So that way you can print it out, look at it, you know, look at the lessons that are embedded in it, look at the words of the weeks that are embedded in it, and, you know, get comfortable with it so that you know what your students are going to be getting. When you get to that page, we have the Kickin newsletter now basically in three formats. A PDF that you don't have to do anything with if you don't want to, a Word document 2013, and Word document 2003 and above, right? So it's basically in every format that you would want to really do anything with it, right? So inside the newsletter itself, it's designed for you to be as low maintenance as you want it to be, right? So again, the first version of it is a PDF. There's nothing personalized in the first version. You can just print it off and hand it out if you want, right? You don't have to do anything. You can just print it off. The second version of it, as a Word document, gives you really simple ability. So if we do just a quick tour through the newsletter, each newsletter will have an action principle, a cover story, which is always one character skill that we relate to how we train in martial arts, right? So Taking Risks is today's is January's cover story, which makes perfect sense for a January topic, you know, starting the new year off, things like that. There's also obviously the Kids Corner, which is a little game. What we typically do on this activity is we, as we give the newsletter to all of our students, if they complete the activity, today it's using the word integrity. If they complete that activity, they can bring it back to us at the school, and they get a high five award or an attitude stripe, you know, however it is you want to award them for that. There's always a martial arts testimonial, and there's always a health article, some article that relates back to, you know, sometimes diet, whatever, but it's about healthy living, you know, being fit, those types of things that all relate to martial arts. Now, in the new version of Kickin, we have these new sections. This section is the character lessons. These are the words of the week. And each lesson one, lesson two, lesson three, lesson four is basically week one, week two, week three, week four. And since the student consumes this, or a prospect, they're only going to get the quote, right? You'll also be sent, and you'll see in the member site, the words of the week material for your instructors. And again, that has the class activity that relates to that word of the week and those types of things. I'll walk you through that in just a moment. But we're now reinforcing those lessons inside the Kickin newsletter as well. Again, our purpose here is to have an integrated system, systems that all work together. So, you know, the words of the week, character lessons for the student isn't disconnected from the student communication, right? Now it's all connected, interconnected. And then this section, this panel here, each month, this panel also relates to a system that is operating in your school that you want your students to know about. In this particular example, it's about your gold team. So if you have an instructor training program in your school, our version of it is the gold team, this stimulates those students to be thinking about it, right? So in this case, this article is about constant and never-ending improvement, and it's about how the gold team program helps our instructors learn new skills, always improve their instruction skills. And then at the bottom it says, if you're interested in exploring the gold program for yourself or a member of your family, speak to your instructor in class at our school, right? So again, it just kind of integrates into this regular student communication your upgrade processes. So 1 month, this article will be about the gold team. Another month, it'll be about the ambassador program. Another month, it'll be about the leadership team. Another month, it'll be about the National Black Belt Club, right? So, again, we're integrating all that communication with your focuses and your purposes inside the school. Then there's just a little personalization panel here. You can address these, or you can just delete it. It's up to you. You can address these. You can mail merge them into an Excel spreadsheet. You can pop your photo here and your logo, customize all this stuff. And again, it's just Microsoft Word. It's just click and type, or it's double click and add a logo, whatever you want to do. So it's very easy to edit. There's also always an ad at the end. And this ad, we've reformatted all of these ads so that they're now, again, just Microsoft Word format. So if you want to change this offer, if you don't, perhaps you don't give them a uniform or you don't use the DVD or whatever the case might be, you can just click in there and edit it, done deal, no problem, right? So it's all designed to be very, very low maintenance. You can edit this thing up, send it out in probably 10 minutes each month. And then we've also included this fifth page, which used to be the internal page of the newsletter. If you do want to put in your school updates, I've given you the space to do that. This tended to be a problem for a lot of our members because it was just this big blank page on the inside of the newsletter, and they had to fix it, otherwise it looked funny, right? So in this case, we're giving you just the option to fix it if you want to. If not, it'll be good, right? So this is basically version one of the Kickin newsletter. This is the, you're going to get the email. It's going to be in your member site 3 or 4 weeks before the month. You can print it off, download the file, do with it what you will. Now, the second version of it is the email version. So now every week, 4 times a month, so 4 weeks for every month, you're going to get a Kickin email newsletter that really is designed for your students every week. Every Monday morning, this goes out. Maybe it's Sunday morning. I don't know. 2 days ago would have been the 6th. Yeah, Monday morning. Every Monday morning at 9 a.m., this goes out. And again, if you look at the instructions on the website, this will teach you how to grab this HTML code and personalize it, where you can put in your own school information, you can put in your own website, your own stuff, and send this out to your students, whoever's in your database, your students or your prospects. Now, in the tutorial that I walk you through in this video, you can actually do that. Once you learn how, you can do it in less than 4 minutes. Okay? I think 3 minutes, 51 seconds is what it took me to do it, and it's not that complicated. But even that, we've taken another step, which is something new. I can't really tell you all about it right now, but I will tell you this. If you don't want to spend the 4 minutes a week, we've got a system set up now. We'll be talking about it very soon, that you can just enter your student into our database, and we'll send it for you. And we'll automatically merge in all your information, your school information, you know, your how to get a hold of you, your website, your email address, all that stuff. We can do it completely for you. Okay. So if anybody's interested in that piece of system, I'd like to know. We've invested a lot of time and energy in the technology to make it happen. We've got it done. The technology works great. I'm not exactly certain about who really thinks that this, you know, this would be a very valuable service or not. So if you're interested in that, you know, put it up in GoToWebinar right now, and I'll put you on the beta test team so that you can be one of the first people when we roll this out to test it, to see if this is something that might be of use to you, where you literally can just fill out a form, click send this student to Kickin newsletter every week, and we'll do it for you, right? So let me know what you might think about that. So that's basically how Kickin works now, okay? So again, it's downloads that you can download and do with what you will, emails that are going to come to you that you can quickly edit and send out to your database, and then the third system, as an option, you can also have it automatically sent to your student as well. So that's system number one that we kind of wanted to talk about today. Any questions about this, any comments, issues, problems, feel free to pop it into the little chat box over on the right, and I'll see that happen, and we can address that.
Yeah, or they can raise their hand on the teleconference at any time. But they hit, what do they do if they're dialed in and not on the webinar?
That's right, yeah. So if you're just on the conference call, just hit *6 and you'll be unmuted. If you're on the webinar, there's a little thing on the button on the right side over there in the little tray that GoToWebinar puts on your screen that you can just click in there, type in a question, and it'll pop up. I'd like to see on that service, by the way, if you do think the we'll send it for you system is something that you're interested in,
yeah.
Put your name over there and let me know, and I'll make sure that...
Let me describe that a little bit more thoroughly, and it's not ready today, but it's a first quarter launch. Is the plan will be on that deal is that you enter your information. So ultimately, we'll probably have multiple levels. You enter a lead, you enter an active student, you enter a National Black Belt Club member, you enter a leadership member, you enter a gold team member, and then they start automatically getting all the appropriate stuff. So at the highest level, your assistant instructor trainees and so forth start getting instructor training material on a regular basis. Leadership program people, and of course we're gonna address this in a minute, but you'll see some exciting things already ready for that. But your leadership program people will start getting regular information, leadership training videos, etc. Your National Black Belt Club members will start getting National Black Belt Club newsletters and so forth. Your current students, and in fact the ones that stop attending, will be getting, and this is all coming from the National Association of Professional Martial Artists, branded with your school. So it'll all be branded with your school information, your website, your phone number, etc. Will automatically be delivered for you. So now your only point of having to do anything at all with this is enter the name and email address and perhaps some other information for the student directly into the website, and then all of that automatically happens for you. And I'm real excited about that. And again, we're not going to show it to you today. It's not ready to launch. It's still some pretty significant technological things that we're working on behind the scenes after our several hundred, if not thousands, of man hours over the last couple months. But I'm real excited about that. I think the other thing that we're most excited about is all of this new leadership program material. But again, let's go back and show people pretty quickly now, I guess, how to get through all this stuff. And we are going to, today is going to be an overview. We're going to do a bunch of webinars on how all the moving parts work and when the technology is done for us to do all the direct delivery for you. And by the way, there are a ton of different pieces and moving parts to this that are going to be just completely done for you. And again, you're going to see about 75-80% of it today if we move fast enough. So back over to you, Toby. Let's walk them through National Black Belt Club and leadership real quickly here.
We definitely have to move very fast. My list is pretty big here. So National Black Belt Club, again, you know, same basic principle: maximum impact resources, student service, National Black Belt Club. So where is this at? Yeah, Black Belt Club newsletters. The thing with the National Black Belt Club is that there's a startup kit available that we have sitting at the fulfillment house, where you can give them a nice little, you know, National Black Belt Club patch that goes on their uniform, a little certificate, stuff like that. And those are available on the shopping cart. You can get those at under the product catalog here. And those are drop shipped automatically for you. There's a membership card, a patch, a certificate, a little envelope, and a letter, things like that. And that's all again designed to really give it a nice, professional, clean look. I'll show you the uniform, not today, but I'll show you the uniform specs. You can use really however you like, but it's really something that then you don't have to go out and buy, you know, 1,000 certificates and, you know, 500 patches and all this other stuff. We've got it done for you, and it's just kind of sitting there, right? So at any point, you can just kind of order those, and they're automatically fulfilled for you, and you can present to the student in class. The way we recommend you use that, again, if we go back to this diagram here, National Black Belt Club is kind of the lower level ascension plan, right? So if a student comes into the entry level, we call that orientation. Some schools call it like a basic program, whatever. I like the psychology behind orientation. But at some stage during that process, they have the ability to ascend. And our objective is to get 80 or 90% of them to ascend to leadership, with National Black Belt Club as a fallback, mostly for financial purposes. So the National Black Belt Club, if you look at how we have the curriculum structured, it's mostly focused on physical, you know, martial arts skills and self-defense. The leadership program tends to have a lot more content focused on high-level character development, leadership skills development, management, supervision skills, public communication, things like that. And I'm going to show you a lot about that today. But just as a matter of frame, think about it in those terms. people who are, you know, invested in becoming, you know, becoming a long-term student with you and a long-term black belt, and we've really convinced them, and they really believe in the value and the benefit of not just the physical training, but also all this other stuff. You know, that's what the leadership program is designed for. National Black Belt Club is designed to be a fallback. So that's basically how the structure works. Now, the newsletter itself, this is a monthly newsletter now. It used to be a quarterly newsletter, but now it's a monthly insert. And the way I recommend you use this is to insert this inside your Kickin' newsletter for those National Black Belt Club students. Because, again, if you think about words of the week, Kickin' newsletter, and National Black Belt Club material, all of that sort of stacks. So, again, if I'm looking at this chart, an entry-level student, they're getting the words of the week material, right? That's how we recommend you use it. Words of the week is one character lesson every week, and they're relatively simple character lessons. It's, you know, respect and trust and self-esteem and those types of character lessons. Then as you add on to that National Black Belt Club, now they're getting the Words of the Week material plus the Kickin' material, plus they're now getting the National Black Belt Club insert as well, right? And that tends to be, again, kind of high-level performance training messages. Again, if you look back at all the market research that we've done, and Matt Oliver did, you know, tons and tons and tons of this when he was launching his programs, and we've done, you know, tons and tons and tons of this, the general market, and again, this is a general assumption, in the family market especially, the general market perceives high-level physical performance to not be as consumable and valuable as what they perceive these high-level character and leadership skills. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't create a great program based on high-level physical performance, but what we're doing is kind of focusing on a need that the market believes it wants, right? And can really make a big impact. So, long story short, if you look at these levels that I have here on the screen, entry level, all the students are getting the Words of the Week every week. They're all getting the Kickin' material. As a National Black Belt Club member, we're adding on to that the National Black Belt Club insert plus the lessons that are contained therein, right? So that's kind of how that orchestration looks. Now, the next piece of that. So that's where these are. So again, Maximum Impact Resources, Student Service, Maximum Impact and Above, Student Service, Black Belt Club Newsletters. So I hope that makes sense. So now the next step is the Leadership Program. And let me pause from that, Master Oliver, to talk about Ambassador for a minute, because leadership is kind of a big deal. I want to spend a lot of time on that. There's one more marketing system I want to show you that's relatively new. It's actually not 100% complete as far as the web page goes, that the resources are there for at your disposal. If you go to Maximum Impact and Above, and under Attracting More New Students, there's the Ambassador Program now. So click that. I've also put that link under Peak Performer Inner Circle Private Resources under Marketing 202. I put it there as well, just so that it doesn't get lost. I know it's sometimes hard to keep up with where everything is. The Ambassador Program is basically this, and I'm going to do a detailed walkthrough on this in another webinar, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on that today. I'm going to cut a video separately so you can take a look at it. But let me show you the resources that are available. The Ambassador Program is basically just an ongoing referral program for your school. It's stimulated in several ways. Method number one is at the point of enrollment, every student, you're going to give them a few guest passes, a few of these ambassador passes, and you'll download those here. I have them in PDF and in Word document for you. Again, you'll see in all the artwork that we're doing, we're making it as easy as possible for you to deal with it. And we're not using, you know, InDesign packages anymore or high-level Photoshop, you know, difficult to deal with files. We're doing all the work on our end to flatten all that stuff and give it to you in a format in like Microsoft Word, you know, that's just as easy as possible for you to edit and deal with. So here's the guest passes. Let me see if I have these open here. I think I do. The guest passes and things like that are basically designed so that you can, you know, you can deal with them in an easy way. Of course, I don't have it up here. Yeah, you hear Ambassador Program.
And by the way, for the Mac universe, is obviously Microsoft Word is a Mac-based system as well. But
exactly.
Pages can also edit Word documents. So,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's a format that's universal. I'm sure Google Docs is Google Docs is, can probably also manipulate it. But you know, if you wanted to edit it on your iPad, you can open it in Google, you know, in Pages, and now Microsoft is across platforms as well, at least their online version.
Exactly, and that was a big area of concern for us, for everything to be cross-platform now. It was also a big concern for us to migrate away from, you know, professional graphic production is all done in, like, Adobe InDesign or, you know, Photoshop, things like that, mostly in InDesign. The problem with that is, you know, InDesign in and of itself, I think, is like a $400 program. Plus, the learning curve on it is really steep. I mean, I'm a computer geek, and I can't use it, you know? So we really wanted to do the work on our end, make it as simple as possible, and deliver the stuff in a format that, you know, pretty much anybody can go in and figure out how to make it work, right? So again, if you look at these guest passes, it's just in Microsoft Word. You can click in here and just edit anything you want, right? I mean, it's just real simple. It's all real simple. So the process is basically, as every student enrolls, they're going to get a few of these guest passes. There's a big poster hanging on the wall and a big flyer that you can use, and all that's right here for you. That describes how the ambassador program works. What I would recommend is that you do something like, and actually there's two versions of the flyer and the poster that are I should kind of tell you the difference here. What I would recommend that you do is you make it a referral culture. And if you use this ambassador kind of patch idea, then what happens is when a student brings their first friend to class, they earn this big ambassador patch. You see it at the top here. And it doesn't have any stars on it. It has a blank field at the bottom there. And maybe they put that on their left chest or right chest or sleeve or I don't know, wherever they put it, right? And so at the bottom here, it gives them those instructions. Refer your first teacher black belt, earn your ambassador patch. For each additional student that you refer to our school, you get one of these gold stars that goes on that patch, goes on that field, right? And that can hold up to 5 stars. And depending on how you want to implement that, I might think that you maybe give them a red star for the first 5. And then after they get all 5 of those filled in, they take those red stars off and they get a gold star. So a gold star equals 5 referrals or something like that, right? But I've given you this format so that you can change it however you like. Okay? So one of the pieces of magic in all this stuff is getting it to be a regular part of your culture. So imagine every testing cycle, if you're bringing, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 students up to the front of the school and they're earning their ambassador patch today, or they're earning their ambassador star, whatever that might be, right? However you kind of decide to implement that. But that's the piece of magic that makes all this stuff work, making it incredibly public, not being timid about, you know, asking for referrals. In fact, it's the greatest compliment you can give your instructor if you refer a friend to our program, right? I mean, that's the truth. Right? It means that you really believe in what we're doing and you really want to share those benefits with your community, and then that really helps us as well. So, the more public you make that, the more physical and visible you make that reward, the better all this stuff works. So that's the ambassador program. That's how that works. What I would do for right now, I'm going to put a big video tutorial on here. I don't have it done yet. I would just go download all these files, stick them on your hard drive, print them all off, sit down with your staff on next Monday's staff meeting, and walk through how to implement something like this in your school. So, again, maybe instead of a star, just like, you know, instead of a patch, it's a chevron. Who knows, right? I mean, there's a million ways to do that. But you know, this is a direct model of systems that we are already using very effectively in a lot of schools. So it's a really good process and model, okay? So that's basically what Ambassador looks like right now, and much more to come. But again, keep in mind, every month in the Kickin' newsletter, we're going to be reinforcing the value of the Ambassador program. In the material that we're delivering by video and all of these things to your staff members, gold team, they're all going to be cross-reinforcing those different programs. So again, it's really about connecting the dots for you. It's about getting all these separate gears to work together as a nice congruent machine so that when you turn the crank, all the gears move instead of having all these disconnected things running around, not leveraging that scale of productivity. So that's how that works. And then the last piece of it for today, which is kind of, I think one of the biggest things, especially when you look at the long-term implementation and ramifications of this, is our new leadership program. So a lot of folks want to model this structure, right? They say, listen, you know, this is exactly how we want to set our school up. We really want to have a high-level upgrade, a high-level process that students can, you know, number one, get huge benefits from. not just kicking and punching, not just physical benefits, but these really valuable long-term character-enriching, life-enriching skills that, you know, I'm not sure if this is an accurate statement, but that, you know, Master Oliver, if not pioneered, certainly took it to a level that no one in the industry really has figured out, right? So what we've done is created the system.
And I would say two things about that, to not take credit for things inappropriately, is truthfully, you know, there are two people that I would say had the biggest impact on these things. First was Jeff Smith, and first as part of the Junery Institute, and then independently, and now as part of my organization, our organization. And he was actively engaged in this type of upgrade program and second degree black belt renewal, the master club, and so forth, all the way back to the late 1970s, and probably earlier than that, to tell you the truth, if I were to think about it for a second. And certainly Bill Clark, through his relationship with Junery and Jeff Smith and others, took a lot of that stuff back into the APA organization, and then certainly has been an innovator as well. And I think where perhaps I then started doing an awful lot of enhancements with this, that then Jeff Smith tended to steal back from me, and then other, you know, and with my permission, of course, and then was enhanced in a lot of other places, is really getting more and more and more focused on what was really a Junery innovation, which was making it more and more and more about truly character development, truly high-level leadership skills, truly taking PhD and MD psychiatrists and psychologists and other high-level material and PhD educators, and working with them on curriculum design and enhancement, and truly making it something that went far and above martial arts implementation for adults and for kids. And you know, I think that's probably the level where I had the most impact, to tell you the truth. And then in addition, really enhancing the sales process. If, you know, I hate to use that term, but enhancing the process where you introduce students to the long-term value. The NLP people call it future pacing, but really getting a sense of the long-term value of martial arts training and introducing that early on. And one of the greatest innovations, probably, and I in part stole this from Jay Kemp, Kemp's martial arts many, 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 many years ago, I'll have to admit, and it was really in turning the first 2 months of a student's involvement, and really the first month, into being an extended introductory period. So instead of enrolling them for a year, kind of throwing them over the fence to the classroom, and then trying to reel them back in 2 or 3 months, and, you know, the old EFC system was referred to as half moon. So you enroll them for a year, and then in month 6, you go pick them back up again and start trying to renew them. And a much more effective process is from your first contact to be pre-framing them and prepping them and showing them what this really looks like, and then getting so much rapport and so much engagement and so much emotional enthusiasm from them in the first 6 to 8 lessons, that you're really setting those sights on long-term engagement and development. So the whole process was throw them over the wall, you know, put them into the classroom, and then go pull them out and you know, halfway through their program and try to start renewing them. And to some extent, that ends up not intentionally, but unintentionally, is kind of being a bait and switch, because they weren't really prepped for what the overall program looks like right at the beginning of their involvement. And the conversion ratios, one, were pretty low on that. And number two is, an awful lot of times, by that point, the student is always already thinking about what they're going to do next after they're done with martial arts, rather than truly focus on this as a long-term life skill and lifetime involvement.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and so I think if you look at, well, let me go to the navigation here, because I want to reinforce what you just said. If you go to, again, Maximum Impact and Above, Student Service, NATMA Leadership Program Curriculum. Or if you're a people following member, I put it under here as well, under your main navigation too. And I know I need a better way to figure out how to navigate all this stuff, because the past crossed with it. What you're going to see here is this. Now, I think I've already opened this one. Okay, it doesn't matter. Now, so here's how this leadership program is going to work. Give me just 10 seconds, I need to stop this video here. Okay, done. Let me walk you through just quickly psychologically something, and then let's look at the logistics. What Master Oliver just said is that the type of content and the type of messages that you want these families or adults to be getting is far above and beyond anything that their expectations would ever have encompassed, right? And here is a quick overview of, let me say it this way. When I first implemented a high-level leadership program like this in the school, my mission was to get the staff on board with the idea. And the way I did that was, one of the ways I did that was I walked them through this sort of mental exercise. I'd like everybody to just do this with me quickly today. If you have a program that you have chosen that you want to have a premium price for, so let's say I have a program I want to charge $359 a month for. Well, how can I deliver, our rule is 5 a month, right? How can I deliver $1,500 a month in value for every dollar, for my $300 a month tuition? And you start thinking about things like, well, who are people who command that type of value, right? Who are people who are worth a lot of money, right? Sports figures, people like that, right? Celebrities, executives, CEOs, people like this. And then you start thinking to yourself, well, how can I deliver the type of value that they would expect in the type of the program? And what we've assembled for you here is I'm really happy with it. There's even more enhancements coming, but I'm really excited about the type of content that we developed for you. And we've done all this stuff with two things in mind. Number one is, if I have the upscale mom of a 9-year-old whose husband is a 6 to 7-figure-a-year earner, who drives the Mercedes, the BMW, whatever it might be, who has high expectations of what their child is going to become, high expectations of the quality that they require from anything that they do, high expectations of you, who do you want to stand next to? What type of content do you want to be showing them? Do you want to be teaching them? Do you want them to be consuming? And here's what we've developed, and a lot of this is designed, again, with that in mind, and with the second thing in mind, is to make it easy to implement in the classroom. So, while I totally agree with and believe that we should be doing a lot of community service activities with our students, and that there are a lot of things that we're doing with our students from a leadership development standpoint, the baseline of our leadership program has to be easy to teach, easy to learn, right?
Let me interject, and there are two things. Is occasionally the objection I hear is the objection that I've heard from some schools is that, well, I've got a 27-year-old black belt instructor who's teaching a 45-year-old attorney. He doesn't want to hear from us how to have better leadership skills.
Right.
And in part, this solves. Or to a great extent, this solves it. I mean, there's the other side of it. I think that's the wrong way to think about it anyway, is that person is particularly attracted to this because they perceive that martial arts has a high level of mental development, and they may not want to learn about how to have legal strategies from the 27-year-old instructor, but they certainly want to learn about focus. But the second thing is the other objection I've heard sometimes. And in my own schools over the years, I mean, we've had a number of locations that are very, very, very successful in the Hispanic market, lower middle class market, right? And not the attorney driving the Range Rover, but the two parents who are both working 3 jobs, and at that other end of the spectrum as well is. Those parents are very, and I'm talking about now for kids, is those parents are very concerned about their child having more opportunities, more success skills, more career advancement opportunities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, than they do. And so it doesn't really matter at what end of the spectrum you're at, and we do preach quite a bit you know, going after the upscale client. But the reality is that in all markets, there's going to be, you know, middle-income students, lower-middle-income students, higher-income students, and they should be looking at you and your instructors as role models, and they should be looking at your school as a place where they're going to learn not only physical skills, but mental and emotional skills that are going to enhance their career. And you know, we can tell stories all day long about, you know, everybody from Bill Ford of Ford Motor Company to, you know, the president of Dell Computer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, high-level actors, Robert Downey Jr. famously turned his life around through his kung fu or Wing Chun training. But we can tell those stories all day long about people at that level who, no matter how successful they were, found martial arts training with somebody who presumably wasn't also a multimillionaire. But at the other end of the spectrum is there were, you know, incredible stories of people looking to our instructors as role models, and really who are looking at that kind of process.
Yeah, absolutely, I totally agree, and I think that the dynamic of this type of a content, the dynamic of this type of a program, is that it cuts across those demographic profiles, and again, it's. If the argument is reasonable and if the argument is attractive to the upscale attorney, it's really attractive, like you said, to the, you know, the mom who works at Taco Bell to put her kids through school because, you know, God, you know, that's what they want to be, right? So here's who we're going to surround you with in this leadership program. Anthony Robbins, General Norman Schwarzkopf, Brian Tracy, Dennis Waitley, John Maxwell, Steve Jobs, Shad Helmstetter, Zig Ziglar, Colin Powell, Jim Rohn, Warren Buffett, Nito Cobain, who's the president of High Point University, is a fantastic speaker. Seth Godin, Martin Dempsey, Ronald Reagan, I found a great one, Ronald Reagan, Tim Cook, Master Oliver, myself, Master Smith. And here are some of the units that the leadership program has material for. The Five Keys to Wealth and Happiness from Tony, which is directly directed to martial artists. It's a really great presentation, how to master frustration, mastering rejection, mastering financial pressure, and mastering complacency.
Who is, by the way, a black belt with Jun Rin?
He is a black belt with Jun Rin. Now some of the people you mentioned, by the way, those are all pieces of the leadership content that you're going to see down the road as well. We're doing detailed profiles on these black belt leaders, these people who are leaders in society, who give a lot of credit for what they do to martial arts, including Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins and many of these guys. So there's really some good stuff in here. But again, it's easy to teach, easy to learn. I'll show you how in just a minute. But again, here are some of the final topics. Competence and character. The top qualities of an effective leader. Being a lifelong learner. Emulation or modeling. Identifying your talents. Perseverance. Future pacing. Future vision. Motivational leadership. The five levels of leadership. Something Maxwell talks about a lot. Positional leadership. A long list of these topics, right? And here's basically how that content will look. And again, there's a few different ways that we're going to help deliver this. If I go to the first unit here, there's only one unit visible because it's the first of the month. It's the first, it's the only unit that's live for 2014 right now. You're going to, again, well, I've already done that. Here's the video. This happens to be about a 12-minute video. There's a video for each unit, one unit per month. There's a video and typically two downloads. And the video is the lesson of the month. For example, this is the Five Keys to Wealth and Happiness with Tony. And it's specifically edited and kind of designed for students to be able to consume it. And it's going to talk to them about the first key to wealth and happiness is mastering frustration. And there's two downloads. The one download is basically this lesson as a document that your instructors can use. So you print it off, give it to your instructors, print it off, give it to your students, and have them insert it into their leadership binder. By the time they're done with this, they're going to have a big binder full of really valuable, really important leadership lessons that they can take off and, you know, help with their college admissions exams and all these types of things as well. But so they'll have that document, and there's also a homework assignment that's designed for in-class work. So this particular one, for example, is a one-page homework assignment that we help the students do in class. And what we do is we teach them the lessons. This video teaches students the lesson of how to manage your physiology in order to manage your frustration. Meaning when you, so the homework assignment is basically, again, very simple for students to accomplish. They list, five ways or six ways they feel when they feel frustration. They feel sad, they feel slow, they feel pressure, they feel hot, they feel, right? You walk them through that in class. And then you also have them list five or six ways that their body feels when they feel frustration. Are they standing up tall or are they sitting, kind of hunched over? Do they feel, is their brow furrowed or are they wide-eyed? Right? These types of things. So we're walking them through that in class. And then we're also going to walk them through what Tony calls transitioning frustration to fascination. So then we'll walk them through how they emotionally feel when they're fascinated by something, when they're focused on solutions rather than focused on the problem. And we watch them change their physiology. Are they now excited, or are they depressed? Are they sitting up straight, or are they hunched over? Right? Those types of things. So again, the model is they watch the video, they download the material, you give it to them, they download it, whatever you want to do. And here's how the material looks, by the way. Here's one unit. Let me find another unit here real quick for you. Of course, I haven't opened it. Leadership program. Okay, so here's the Mastering Frustration homework assignment. And here's the Mastering Frustration document. So here's the unit of material. You print this off and you give it to them. I think this one is, 9 or 10 pages. And inside this unit, you've got specific lessons that you can be teaching in class. If you focus on what you fear, you get a lot more of that. So I'm not going to go through all this because there's a lot of material here. But the point is, we're walking students through that lesson in class, then we're teaching them how to manage their frustration by managing their physiology. And there's some instruction notes on how to conduct that activity in class, and then here's the homework assignment that we print off and give to the students. They bring that back and they earn a leadership stripe or whatever your current mechanism is to track their progress through their leadership lessons. So that's just kind of a general overview. And that's all. Did you have something on that?
Well, I was going to say we're going to do a series of webinars to show people how to do this, and of course we're going to run out of time before we've even scratched the surface. I was going to suggest let's do a quick overview of what the components are going to be of what we're providing for this leadership program. And the there's going to be an invitation certificate that
yes.
The school owner, instructor, program director can use to invite students to it. There's going to be a variety of other, I'll use the word sales, but a variety of other materials to help prep it. But let's walk them through what those components are real quickly.
Absolutely. So the first step is, in any upgrade process, you can't expect them to come to you, right? If you do a really good job of this, you will have people that will come to you. You'll have people that come to you. I remember when I first learned all this stuff and I was implementing it aggressively in the school, it was one of my adults who had two kids in the program tracked me down in the parking lot. Right, to come and talk to me about this new leadership program I was talking about. Right, and he's like, "How do I do it? What do I do? Where do we do it?" His name was Nick Rodriguez. Great dude. I still remember it like it was yesterday. Right, and so if you implement this stuff right, you will have people who will come to you, but you can't expect that. Right, so the first mechanism is, obviously we're doing in-class activities. We're promoting the concept. Then we have these leadership nomination certificates. And typically what I like to do is hang them from the ceiling or have a big stack of them somewhere or whatever. I have them all over the school. And I choose a person, maybe one person a day, a couple people per class, whatever that might be. And we nominate them to apply for leadership. So we set a specific goal or a specific objective for the day, for the week, for the month, whatever that might be. And we see, Johnny over there who has done exactly what we described. He's demonstrated the skill that we've been looking for. We call Johnny up in the front of the classroom, or Johnny, Billy, and Susie, we call them up in the front of the classroom, and we say, look, today these guys showed exactly what we were describing. We think from their performance today or from their performance of the last couple of weeks, that they might be a great fit for a leadership program. So I jump up and I pull the thing down from the ceiling or whatever, and we put their name on it, and we say, okay, Johnny, this is your nomination certificate. You've been in recognition of your hard work and dedication to, you know, martial arts excellence. We're inviting you to apply to our leadership program. So we fill the thing out, we sign it, we give it to them, and then we also give them the application, which is here. This is the leadership program application. And this is basically an eight or nine page leadership program application that they then go and, you know, their parents fill out, they fill out, they're jumping through a bunch of hoops to join the program.
And in some cases, some preliminary things, it still has some typos and corrections, so we're just trying to preface.
Yeah. These are just placeholder documents right now with the designs in place so that I'm working on this. So that's basically how that works. And then they return the application back within a couple of days, and again, you've got to manage that process. You don't just want to let it hang out there. You set their appointment to have their application finished, at which time you're going to do an evaluation appointment with them and do the presentation, things like that. And then at whichever point they finish all that stuff, you know, then we have a nice big leadership certificate that they get, a big patch that they put on their uniform, all that sort of stuff that we send directly to the student that, again, looks very professional, looks very nice, and just kind of reinforces all those pieces. So those are the pieces that are kind of on the way. And then to deliver the content on a regular basis, obviously the physical part of the program you're going to be delivering however it is you think is appropriate, right? Whatever physical curriculum it is that you think, you know, that you want to be teaching, then we're going to help you with all the non-physical stuff. So they get the video every month, they get the unit, the written piece of the content, plus the homework assignments, and you're executing and reinforcing those homework assignments while they're in the classroom. Again, the focus behind all of this is easy to teach, easy to learn. But with this type of regular focus on these types of systems over the period of 2 or 3 years, there's some really, really powerful impact that we can make with these students on that. Okay? So, Joe asked a question. Joe, give me just a second to read that. Hang on a second. So does that make sense to everybody? Now let me mention one more thing on the physical deliverable, on the content, the video and the downloads and stuff like that. All these videos are the longest are about 12 or 13 minutes. The shortest are 1 or 2 minutes. So again, they're easy to consume. My objective is these videos go live, about a week before the month starts so that you can go and review them. If you want to send the student directly to them, you can do that. We're also setting up a completely separate website, a leadership website, this sort of goes to the done-for-you piece of the puzzle. If you want us to deliver it to the student for you, we can do that. We've got a completely separate website set up that your students will have automatic access to, password-protected access. They log in as a member of your school. They get sub-access to the special website, and they can go watch the video at home on their own. Or you can log into it, put it on your iPad, and this is all this stuff is now compatible with iPad and Samsung devices and Android and, pretty much all those permutations. You can play it in class for them, whatever the case may be. Some of the videos, I would say, are a little long to play in class, but many of them are not.
And that probably wouldn't be the recommended approach, although if you wanted to, you certainly could. I might throw in a little technical observation. Is nowadays we have hit the inflection point where streaming video is easy to play on any normal TV, and Google has that new what's called Chromecast dongle,
yeah.
And you plug that into the slot on any flat screen TV, and whatever you have on your laptop or Android or iPad or whatever. You can play it directly on the TV. It works across devices the same way that AirPlay works on Apple devices. So if you have a Mac or an iPad or whatever, you can use Apple TV and stream it directly to a TV. The Chromecast thing is cross-platform, so you plug it into a TV and you can stream whatever you have on your computer onto directly to a TV.
Yeah, as long as it's inside of a browser. So, yeah, you're exactly right. You can stream all that stuff. It's very slick, And literally, that device is $35. They had it on sale over Christmas for like $25. So I mean, it's just a really expensive thing. But yeah, I fully agree. I wouldn't be doing the videos in class. There are a few of them that are pretty good to perhaps do in class, though. And you'll see them as they come up. As you watch these things, they're really impactful. And again, the sales material is on the way for you as well. There's a sales flyer and a bunch of things like that, where, again, literally you're putting yourself next to Brian Tracy and Steve Jobs and Arnold Schwarzkopf and Nito Cobain and these types of folks.
Given that we're going to run out of time real quickly, let's make sure everybody knows a couple things. One is we have only scratched the surface of what's coming for you new and what's been reimagined for 2014. And I got to tell you, takes a lot to get me excited, you know, after how many damn years, 40 years in the industry. But I'm really excited about all the things that thousands of man hours have produced for 2014. And I think any school operator is going to be massively enhanced with all of this. The second thing I will say is that we've probably gone through enough stuff to have an awful lot of people on the teleconference or webinar confused. And so, and that's okay, because we're going to go through step by step by step with webinars. You'll get plenty of notice. First one will be late next week to really walk you through how to use all this material. And what you should be looking at doing is, now you have no excuse to not have your Black Belt Club and your leadership program and your gold team, your high-level assistant instructor training program fully launched. And all the material is done for you now. And the next iteration, again, launching within the next 90 days, is we'll deliver it directly to your students for you, at least electronically, so that all the pieces are in place. And frankly, our mission is to handle as many of the different steps of actually prepping your students and having them excited about it for you as humanly possible. But this is really some exciting stuff. And you should know that right now, January, you should be implementing Words of the Week. You should have all of your students getting emailed and mailed the Kickin' newsletter. Your inactive students should be getting that. Your prospects should be getting that. National Black Belt Club newsletter is designed as an insert into Kickin' newsletter when physically delivered. So now the National Black Belt Club get Kickin' plus National Black Belt Club, and leadership get Kickin' with the National Black Belt Club insert and the leadership program insert. And then the assistant instructor team, the gold team, they should be getting Kickin' with the National Black Belt Club leadership and gold team inserts all in part of that. And so what happens is it starts layering layer upon layer upon layer upon layer with each of them. From a tuition standpoint, and we just touched upon that briefly earlier, is, see, my recommendation for Inner Circle members, and again, those are advanced school owners who have staff training systems in place, who have me looking over their shoulder on a regular basis, who are getting, you know, their hand held on this stuff. But my recommendation is, whatever you're charging for a new student, and let's say for argument's sake that it's $197 a month, is that you can then have National Black Belt Club be about a 50% bump. So $297, or worst case, maybe it's $247. And then you can have leadership be double. So from $197, let's say that's $397. If you wanted to back off of that a little bit, it could be $347. Now, what we also see is pretty successful schools who have a less aggressive approach to that, meaning kind of what you were showing there on the screen, Master Mel, right, is $179, $199, you know, let's say maybe even less, a little less aggressive than the $279, although I hate to see that. So it could be, let's say, $239 a month. One of the special reports I did a few years ago, and I'll update it for everybody, is a 2014 recommended pricing, low-end, high-end. But again, if you get that in perspective, see, I've had schools that are million-dollar schools that I've worked with who ultimately have a level that's maybe $997 a month, perhaps even higher than that. And but it's relatively easy to move somebody from $179 a month up into the low 200s, and then to have an option where you, and again, let's take the example I use of our training center. The numbers that I use is 87% and 90%, meaning 87% of everybody who enrolled ended up renewing, 90% went to the higher levels. That number, and this is 12, 18 months ago, it's escalated since, but it was $197 a month, leadership at $347 a month, and the level below that, National Black Belt Club, at $247 a month. So at that level, 87% of everybody who enrolled ended up renewed, 90% of those ended up at $347 or higher a month. So that's what's possible. Now, most of you aren't going to be running your school at the level that that Jeff Smith is running his school, and most of you aren't at the level that our Inner Circle members are at. But that's certainly what is possible, is that kind of whatever you enroll them at, you double it for the leadership program, and then you have a fallback of this National Black Belt Club at a 50% bump. The second thing I would say is that, you know, the commonality among broke schools is they're mostly not charging enough. The commonality among highly profitable schools is they're in the top 20%, if not the top 1% of the industry in terms of pricing. The thing that you have to do that is you have to be good at what you do. And the conversation that happens online sometimes among the, you know, the also-rans is really, when you're talking about schools that can't charge a premium price point, in most cases you're talking about people who are perhaps good athletes. They're good physically at their thing, but they've never truly become a good master teacher. They haven't expanded their ability to teach their curriculum effectively. They tend to have a high dropout rate, and then they try to make that up with low price. And that's a recipe for failure. What you have to get really good at is keeping your students long-term, really providing the service that you promise that you're going to provide, helping them truly maximize their physical, mental, spiritual being, and to truly develop this at the highest level, both mentally and emotionally. And then when you do that, is you can keep ratcheting up the price points. I will tell you that we're not in an industry where you can make it up in volume. So if you're right now on a new enrollment charging anything less than, what would you say the low end, Toby, is maybe $149 a month. If you're below $149 a month, you need to immediately raise your initial price point. And if you're not ultimately ending up with this leadership program at least in the mid 200s, and I would like to see it be in the mid 300s. If you're not ending up with a leadership program in those kind of ranges, you're really leaving a lot of money on the table. And frankly, you're probably not providing the level of service to your students that you should provide. And so you need to reevaluate that as well. I know we're over our time limit, but what would you add? There's so much of this new material that's exciting and that we just barely scratched the surface on.
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing I would say is, I'm going to do a little more work on this, but is Joe asked a question I think that's useful. Again, like you said, there's a lot of stuff to this that we haven't even gotten to yet. I would say two things. Number one is make sure you pay particular attention to your email. We're going to create a better email system, probably coming from a different email address, so that you can keep all this stuff straight. So I'll let everybody know about that by text message and all that stuff over the next few days. But make sure I have your good mobile on file, you know, stuff like that, mobile number on file. But the second thing is, Joe's question is, and Joe, correct me if I don't read this, if I don't understand your question by reading it right, it says, will the pre-training process for NDBC and leadership be included or provided on the site as well? And let me answer, if I don't answer that question, I'll answer a different question. The next step with all this stuff, which is all the technology that we've already got, frankly, done, but we're not quite ready to talk about yet, is Number one, delivering the content will try to solve that problem for you, right? Delivering the material to the student, other than what happens in the classroom, I can't help you with that very much, right? I mean, I can help you with videos and things like that, which, by the way, I didn't mention it, but the Classroom Mastery Institute, you're going to be getting 10 new videos a month from the Classroom Mastery Institute, 5 new videos every 2 weeks. What I would do is just have your staff consume those 5 videos every time they come to you. And we'll talk about that on another date. But, you know, I can't help everybody deliver the content in the classroom because everybody's teaching different styles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, let's say that differently. Is we're massively helping them deliver it in the classroom, and we're going to be doing massive training, including drill down to their staff. Certainly, we're launching that aggressively with Peak Performer Inner Circle. Is maybe to rephrase what you said, is we don't have a one-size-fits-all physical curriculum. Because
right.
It's what my physical enhancements are for leadership training, what additional physical skills I'm going to teach for leadership training for a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school versus a cardio kickboxing facility versus a Taekwondo school may be radically different. And, you know, and there are an awful lot of ideas that are on that in our video archive, but we're not going to launch a one size fits all because, you know, if we decided, I mean, we've been working with Paulo Londra and his program, but you know, we're not going to launch, let's say, a Kali program. Somebody who's already doing Kali, that's not an enhancement. And somebody who's doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, that may not be the direction they want to go. And somebody who's doing cardio kickboxing, that may be, you know, completely out of the realm of what would be the next step. But we do have incredible resources that the owner-operator as an accomplished martial artist, an accomplished athlete, has to use their discretion on what portions they want to pick and choose from. And clearly out in the industry as well, you know, outside of us, there's Kali for kids, and there's XMA, and there's, you know, a variety of different things that are useful enhancements if you choose to go that direction. But from a standpoint of where I see people get bogged down is, in most cases, I've been studying martial arts 20 years, and I want to come up with, I'm going to start teaching some musical forms, or I'm going to start teaching some Kali, or I'm going to start teaching some traditional weapons or something else. That's the easy part. The hard part is all of a sudden you now want me to teach, you know, high-level leadership, and now what do I do, and God, is there a textbook, and, you know, that's where I see people get bogged down, and we've done 100% of that for you. And clearly the next steps are going to be we're going to drill all the way down to delivering to the student the preparation process and the sales process so that we really prep them for you and help you close that sale. And in addition to that, massive levels of training on how you go about accomplishing that. And frankly, we've already been doing an incredible amount of that. It's just that the actual deliverable that went down to the student wasn't there, and now it's there. That's perhaps a different way of saying what you were saying there.
I totally agree with that answer. And I think the direct answer to Joe's question, and again, this is not ready. This is anywhere near ready yet. It is actually very near ready, but the point is, I think the answer to Joe's question is, number one, in all the things that we talked about today and all the things that you're going to be seeing on the site over the next week or so, it's all about how to deliver that content to the students the most easy way. And right now, it's just about having it done. You point them at it, you print it, you give it to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next phase of it, which again is going to be happening very quickly, is if you so choose, we can deliver for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
What Joe, I think, is asking, and I like the answer to it, I think what Joe is asking is, well, what about, you know, selling the thing? What about how do we get them thinking about it and excited about it and all that sort of stuff?
We're going to be doing, one, delivering directly to the student the preparatory steps.
Yes.
And that's in the next 90 days. Two is an awful lot of that is already done. So that's the certificate, one thing or another. Now, obviously, there's staff training on how the language patterns go. and there's rubber meets the road training in the classroom. And that's an ongoing part of what we're delivering as well. So absolutely. But our direction for the enhancements are to do as much of it directly to the students as possible, and then it's having the staff reinforce what we deliver directly to the student for you.
Exactly. Yes. That was my answer. So then, Joe, I think the direct answer is here's the direction we're going with it. This is just a test one, but we'll have a simple data entry point like this, where you can pop the student in there. You can say, hey, listen, make sure that this student gets the Kicking newsletter every week. Make sure he gets the National Black Belt Club every once a month, and make sure he gets all the leadership stuff. Quick go, automatically happens for you. There'll also be a check box here that says, hey, this is a new student. I want him to get the here's what I should know about leadership stuff. Click here, don't deal. And that drops them into something like this, where they get this incredibly robust stream of communication that preps them for that leadership program, that NATMA leadership development system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's coming over the next few months that I think is going to be pretty exciting for them. So
an awful lot of that is launched in first quarter of 2014.
It is not
currently on the website, but we have all the details worked out behind the scenes. A lot of the technology is there. It's just not quite ready to give all of our members access to.
If those types of things are something that you're interested in, send me an email or pop it into the chat box over here, and I'll put you on the beta team. As soon as we're ready to have beta testers tested, I'll put you on the top of the list. And then, I should have had the buzzwords out by then, but I do want to start with a small group of beta testers to get feedback on how it works and how to smooth it out and things like that. So if that's something you're interested in, let me know about that.
Given that we're already 12 minutes over our slotted end time, I had several questions that came to my inbox. Anybody who has additional questions like the one you just addressed, feel free to open up the line and ask for us to address them. I don't have any limitation in us going ahead and doing it with a Q&A. I know that although I think the outset is we know that we've gone through just enough for a lot of you to be confused, and we're going to drill down much more significantly in the coming weeks via webinar interactively. The one question I had mentioned earlier that I had came in kind of at the last minute, but was basically, if I understand the question, it was I'm trying to place lead boxes, and this is off our topic, but I might as well address it anyway. But it was I'm trying to place lead boxes, and I get the objection from some level of store owners that I don't have enough counter space and don't want the lead box. And I guess what I would say about that is one of the things, and one of the gentlemen we've worked with, and he's a nice guy, is Jimmy Mack, but he was the industry lead box guy, and he's kind of shifted his perspective into being the industry rack card guy. And if you don't know it, what a rack card is, and we have all the artwork done for you on the website, is what a rack card is, it's the same size as a trifold brochure, but it's basically on a hard laminate, not laminate, but a pretty thick stock. It's a card stock, typically four color both sides, or maybe four color on the billboard side and black and white on the back side, that then goes into what would be the same size holder as a trifold brochure. And those holders are available, I mean, there's any number of suppliers. We don't directly supply it, but there's anywhere from cardboard holders, probably as low as 50 or 60 cents a piece, depending on quantity, up to plexiglass holders, maybe a couple bucks a piece. And it's a good alternative to lead boxes in two fashions. One is, although lead boxes work, lead boxes are a Herculean amount of effort. In other words, to get lead boxes to work, you need a couple hundred of them or more out. You need to go every week and pick up the leads. You need to make sure that they're maintained and stocked. And then once you have the lead, you get a bunch of junk leads. You get people who aren't all that interested in martial arts. They just want to fill out something for free stuff. You get teenagers who fill it out under false names or one thing or another, et cetera. The rat card is a good alternative, because what the rat card does is it in counter space is what would you say, Toby? Maybe 1/5 the size. So it doesn't chew up counter space and that was the specific question, is how do you overcome that argument? My answer would be is instead of trying to argue with them about they should be happy to put your lead box in, is, you know, also have the rat card, and now you can just put that in, because it's less intrusive. And
let me just quickly interject. So from a negotiation standpoint, I know this is going to sound kind of maybe a little sketchy, but it's not. So remember, in any negotiation, you always want to be the last person to answer the question, right? So if somebody had that objection and said, oh yeah, you know, the lead box is too big, taking up too much counter space, you know, we just don't really want to do it. Okay. So what I hear you saying, Mr. Jones, is that, you know, takes up too much counter space, you know, what if I were able to do something that, you know, took up maybe, you know, an eighth of the counter space? Would that solve that problem for you? Or something like, so if I were able to be able to solve that counter space issue for you, would it be something you'd be interested in? You know?
Yeah.
So don't just say, well, it's too big, so how about this, right? You know, it's just too easy for them to say no, you know?
Yeah.
So just remember, you always want to be the first one that, you know what I'm saying? You play the what if game.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, say, well, how about this, you know?
Well, and I was trying for the short answer. There's an awful lot, you know, you can embellish this in quite a few ways, including the fact that, you know, you want the store owner first to perceive that you're doing something for them. And that you're helping promote their business, and you're helping to promote neighborhood businesses and so forth. And the further you get into that, the less friction and objections you have to all of those various things. You know, the short answer is, you know, there's these things called rat cards, and they're really easy to place, and you don't have all of the pain in the ass of following up. And I never tell people not to do lead boxes, because where really the biggest problem I see is that most school owners just aren't doing enough stuff, and lead boxes do work. From my standpoint, I mean, at one time I had a whole boiler room more full of people. I mean, literally 6 or 8 phone stations, and people were making calls all evening, and we were following up, and I had somebody full-time doing nothing but placing and servicing lead boxes across multiple schools, and it worked. What I found is I had an awful lot of stuff that worked better, and I got tired of having that much dumb traffic coming through the school, and frankly, we were hurting our ratios on quality leads, putting, you know, lower quality leads through the school. But that having been said, is if you don't have enough traffic, you know, start with, you know, get the hell out the front door and take a right and start knocking on doors if you have to, or tapping people on the shoulder. And we've provided, you know, probably 342 better strategies than that, but you're better off to do something than to sit there and bleed to death. And certainly lead boxes are one of the things that, although they're a pain in the ass and they're a lot of trouble and so forth, they do work. And the rat card thing works as well. The advantage of rat cards is they're easy to place, and they will generate you some traffic. The disadvantage of it is they don't generate leads directly, and frankly, we'd always rather have leads so we can proactively follow up with people. They just tend to not be particularly high-quality leads compared to an awful lot of other things we can do. The other question, which I think we've addressed as thoroughly as we can address today, was specifically how to implement the leadership program. We're going to have to address that quite a bit more over the coming weeks, and we are going to address that extensively. But all of the components that you need for the actual leadership curriculum, non-physical, is all done for you. The physical curriculum, we have almost unlimited number of resources that you go through and pull curriculum. Frankly, there's also a ton of stuff on YouTube, and there's a few other people, XMA Hyper, Kali for Kids, et cetera, that have some cool stuff as well. But what I would say about that is the actual deliverable on the additional leadership curriculum, something we didn't talk about yet, is this needs to be something where literally it is, they come to class twice a week, and the National Black Belt Club people do a 45-minute class, and the leadership people get an extra 10 or 15 minutes, and then an extra 10 or 15 minutes. There's a little conversation about the leadership lesson of the month. There's a handout. There's a little conversation about it. There's a homework assignment. All that stuff is done for you. And then there's something that they get to learn cool. And that something they get to learn cool could be something that you have pre-formatted in the can and it just rotates. Or, frankly, it could be this 90 days you've got some new thing that you're excited about, so you go teach it to them. The important thing about the physical component is you want it to be everybody who's standing on the side who's been let, you know, bowed out of class or who's coming in for the next class or looking at it going, wow, that looks like fun. You know, wish I was doing that. I mean, frankly, that's what you want the component to be, is that it looks like it's fun new stuff. If you're teaching Taekwondo and you teach them yet another Powgate form, or if you're, there's lots of other examples I could use, but you get the idea. You don't want it to be just more of the same stuff. You know, that's why as a Taekwondo-based school, I like the Eskrima stuff. It looks completely different. It's fun. It's different. You know, it's why also at the higher level, something like the XMA or musical forms or, you know, all that stuff, especially for the teenagers and the younger kids, is real exciting. You want something that, and maybe it's you're teaching Krav and they learn more realistic knife defense rather than just the empty hand stuff. I mean, we could spend 3 hours on talking about this, and I've done curriculum design for, you know, everything from Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to, you know, cardio kickboxing to Krav to Taekwondo, but hopefully that's enough of an explanation. Did you have a couple of other questions, or were there a couple of other questions on the line that we should address as long as we're way over our time?
Yeah, there, Bob Alvis has his hand up. So, Bob, I'm going to unmute you here. Bob, you're live now. Do you have a question?
Yes, can you guys hear me?
I can.
Just barely.
Well, it's because that's all you're the one that won't, because you're on the other phone. So I've got to mute one so that he doesn't give me a background question.
Can you hear me,
Bob? Yeah, we got you, Bob.
Okay, the question I have on that leadership team is, I think, really looks awesome. Is that for like 7, 8, 9-year-olds? Is it like it's something more for an older age group or the content?
Yeah. It's a really good question and a really common question. That's all we want to take that one.
Well, that question didn't come across very clear for everybody on the
conference
line.
Why don't you
restate it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bob, I had to meet you again. Since we're using Conference Line and the webinar service, the audio channels, if I have my line open and Mesh Oliver has his line open, it does send across paths. So here's Bob's question. Bob's question is, you know, leadership stuff looks awesome. Definitely, I think what he's saying, let me enhance your question, Bob. You say, wow, this looks great for, especially for when you're looking at the adult market, you're looking at the older kids, things like that. You know, what about the 6, 7, 8-year-olds? What about the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds? Is this really something that's appropriate for them? You know, how does that make sense?
You know, it's an interesting question because no matter what market you're in, you have a tendency to look at this and think it's for the other guys. And I want to anchor that in for a second because I've heard it from MMA schools, cardio kickboxing schools, Krav Maga schools, and I've heard it from people who teach nobody older than 8 years old, right? Is they'll say, yeah, this is great, but the parent of a six-year-old doesn't think that their six-year-old needs to learn leadership skills. Or I'll hear it from a Krav school, yeah, but my guys are really in it for hardcore fighting. They're not really in it. And anytime you're thinking that way, you're wrong. And when one of the things that we teach to a lot of schools, again, depending upon the market they're in, is the concept of family classes as opposed to kids' classes. So this is obviously if you're in the kids' market. And so you get parents in. But what I've taught our instructors for, I don't know, when we launched this, probably 25 years ago now, for 25 years, is you always talk to the adults and you translate for the kids when you have a mixed audience. And the worst thing you can do is talk to the kids and have the parent, you know, have the adults feel like they're in a kindergarten class. And all of this stuff, you would be amazed at, doesn't matter if it's a little ninja, a four-year-old, or if it's a 12-year-old, or if it's an adult, is they can all understand these concepts. They just have to understand it at a simpler vocabulary with age-appropriate examples. And so, and that's to a great extent a matter of how you teach your instructors to implement. And, you know, for my own school, we were always predominantly focused on the kids market. And what you would find in that market is it would be our instructors, not the parents, who would say, in rare cases in any way, rarely would we have a parent who said it, but the instructors would say, yeah, but this is stuff that really is, you know, I have trouble understanding how an 8-year-old is going to get it. And what the conversation with the instructors were is, if you're teaching a child, truthfully what you're doing is teaching the parent and giving the child tools in order to implement the lessons. And so now you've got a video that the family can sit down and watch together. You have a lesson that the parents can take and walk together. You have homework assignments that are going to be appropriate for the kids. But what you have is you have all levels of that interaction. If you have a mother, father, and a 7-year-old, and the mother and father isn't involved in the process, you've got a problem to begin with. And the problem isn't the how to have the child understand the concept when they're in the 45-minute class or the hour class. The problem is how to get the parent engaged in the process. And, by the way, I've had the same conversation with Chuck Norris. And the thing that Galveston and Houston and Dallas Public Schools are most excited about with the Kickstart, formerly Kick Drugs Out of America program, was they went from parent engagement in at-risk schools from less than 20% to over 80%. And so it's the issue that you're always looking to resolve. Toby, what would you add to that?
Well, I think it's exactly right. The definitely it's always about kind of speaking to the older market and then translating down for the younger guys. But when you look at this, for example, this does take a little bit of technique on the part of the instructor. These instructors, whoever, are going to help you with that. So basically, in this particular example, in the lesson of mastering frustration from Tony here, and by the way, he also goes through the three laws of leadership, but that's a whole other thing. In that particular lesson, it's about how to change your state. It's about state management, right? And that's a completely foreign concept to a 7-year-old. There's no question about it. But
it's a completely foreign concept to 98% of the adult population as well.
That's exactly right. But if you think about that from a classroom activity standpoint, it's a pretty easy activity to have everybody sit in their spot and say, okay, now, you know, take your body and, you know, feel frustrated, right? Like, you know, what are you really frustrated with? What do you have a hard time with? Let's say you're playing a video game and you just can't beat this level. You know, how does that make you feel? What does your body do? You know, those types of things. And then we teach them how to change their state. We teach them how to manage their physiology so that it can manage their psychology, right? So then we say, okay, now think about how you feel right now. Now, I want you to change it. And they say, well, how do you do that? Well, really, sit up really straight, put your chin up really tall, answer really loud, you know, instead of answering kind of timidly or meekly, right? Those types of things. So it's really easy from an instructor skill standpoint to translate that lesson to a 7 or 8 year old. It's actually not that complicated to translate to a 5 or 6 year old, right? So these in-class activities, like these instructor notes, are going to give you a lot of help on that, right? So I would say don't make the biggest mistake that I see in the industry quite a bit, where you have really kind of really elementary lessons for a five-year-old. Elementary lessons for a five-year-old are useful, but what we really want is the five-year-old to start understanding things at a higher level, right? So we don't dumb it all the way down to a four-year-old level to teach a five-year-old. We want to bring the five-year-old up to the 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old level, right? So I certainly think it's appropriate, it's important to teach at their level, but you want them to be stretching. You don't want them to be reducing, right? So in my personal opinion about the whole thing, you know, you want to demonstrate the behavior you want them to model. So, you know, let's challenge them to take that level. Let's challenge them to move to that level rather than dumb it down to their level, right? So, but again, I think if you think about these instructors, you know, download the thing, take a look at it, and let me know what your thoughts are. I think one of the things that we're going to be doing, especially in the Inner Circle and Deep Performance Group, is kind of collaborating on some of that stuff. But I think what you said, Master Oliver, is the right lesson. It's that, you know, teach at the adult level, translate down to the junior level, and these lessons that you're going to see, I've gone through them all very thoroughly. I've chosen them all very carefully. They're all designed to be able to be translated down like that.
Well, and again, what I tend to see is the opposite, which is I was talking to a nice gentleman running a small 15,000 a month Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu school in Hawaii yesterday, and his comment to me was, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu schools don't do this stuff. And my answer to him was, look, 80% of the industry is so bad, it's pathetic, and certainly the bottom 50%. And anytime you look at what everybody else around you is doing, what you're doing is modeling failure, not modeling success. And what successful schools do is they expand from the physical into the mental, into the emotional. And again, it's when somebody thinks about it, it's easy. I mean, what's the difference between the world champion? It doesn't matter whether it's the Olympics or whether it's in any sport or whether it's UFC or whether it was, you know, PKA kickboxing, is it's not only that they've mastered the physical, but they've mastered their own self-discipline. They've mastered their ability to train. They've mastered their mental state. They've mastered their emotional state. And you have to look no further than, say, the Rocky movies to see across all areas that it's about the mental and emotional skills development as well as the physical skills development. And it's relatively easy to make that transition with a person who came in only to learn Krav, to be the baddest ass, self-defense, whatever, to transition it is, well, and again, that's why I always like the easy defense material, and the name is slipping my mind, but the other gentleman, the Wolfine and all that stuff, is, you know, they're teaching that the problem is, you know, a third-degree black belt, and all of a sudden they're in a stressful situation, and they forget everything they learned. And I can tell you, going back 40 years, you know, many, many, many stories of highly accomplished people at sparring, they got into a real self-defense situation, and it wasn't that they didn't, you know, hadn't mastered Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or whatever. It's that they locked up, seized up, under the stress of the situation, were unable to implement what they physically knew in a safe environment. Well, it's easy to explain to somebody that, and it's also extremely easy. Again, you know, the analogy I've been using for the Krav School and higher level is, you know, Navy SEALs, and you know, the SEAL team training isn't so much about physical mastery; it's about mental fortitude. And there's any number of books now on Amazon and so forth that, you know, are about exactly that. Is you've got to move it from what you're going to get at the high level is you're going to learn how to do a 720 jump something or other, or you're going to learn how to do, you know, high level knife defense, to move it into the emotional, spiritual, mental stage development in order to truly have a life-changing impact on the student. You know, because so what, they can do a good sidekick or whatever. I mean, it's really about them developing as a much higher level human being. And from a standpoint of teaching, is in some ways it's difficult to market that to the public for the adults. It's relatively easy for the children. But once they get in, they then come to see very quickly that that's really what they need to master in order to move forward. And so it's a relatively easy thing to sell them on, again, if I hate to use that term, but it's a relatively easy thing to get them to emotionally buy into once you have them in the school to begin with.
You know, you touched on something. Again, we're way over time, but let me say one quick thing on leadership specifically. The content and the material in the leadership program, in the NAPMA leadership program right now, is specifically chosen to cross through as many barriers as I could find, right? Meaning, we're using content material from the nation's top business owners, military leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, organizational leaders, all of these various, you know, different types of leadership, different categories of leadership. And again, the specific purpose of all that is to kind of go back to what he was mentioning, where, you know, leadership is leadership. Large organizations where human beings are involved that have to accomplish a task. What you're going to find is all of these lessons interrelate with how martial arts work. Right. I've been very specific about all this stuff, and I think again, I think what you'll find is when you look through the instructor instructions and things like that, it'll be relatively easy for a decent instructor to translate this stuff to all age groups. And then I think the next phase after that might be, you know, well, how do we create physical drills and activities for each of these lessons? You know, things like that. But really, I think the real meat on the bone here is, you know, you put your photo next to Steve Jobs, Tim Cook, Ronald Reagan, Zig Ziglar, Anthony Robbins, you know, Brian Tracy, and what the student is now learning is that, you know, are the skills that these folks use in their daily life that have mastered, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's, I'm excited, and I'm excited to see how far we can take this.
Yeah, and again, we are rapidly and aggressively moving to higher and higher levels of doing it for you directly, and as you see, we're already have so much of it done for you that it, you know, that it's two or three clicks, and it, you email it out, you print it out, and you distribute it. What we know where the rubber meets the road, the challenge oftentimes is just a school owner taking the time. Because we probably are at a 10 good ideas for every one that people feel like they have the time to implement. And our mission is to have it all done so thoroughly for you that it just automatically happens behind the scenes as much as humanly possible. So I think now that we're 40 minutes over our schedule, we probably should shelve any other questions for the webinar. What we will preface is... tentatively next Thursday, correct? Master Milroy will do a follow-up webinar, and what our intent would be is to do three or four of these to, in much smaller bite-sized chunks, walk people through how to thoroughly implement all the new material, and probably by the time we get to the second or third webinar, we're going to be showing them how we're going to do all this stuff for them as well, more thoroughly, more directly. But, you know, if you're not excited about it, you just don't understand it yet, is there's a whole series of content that's directly accessible by the students that are going to be delivered directly to the students that bring them back to a National Association website that then provides that level of national, international credibility directly for your students. And it's really amazing. The depth and quantity of material that is already available. And, you know, we've only alluded to scratching the surface of what's in the pipeline. So, again, I would, if you're still with us here, make sure that you end up on the webinar series and plug your staff into the webinar series so that they truly get all of the incredible materials that are going to be available for them. And I am incredibly excited with what we've come up with. And frankly, you know, to Master Milroy, Merrick DeHura, Bob Dunn, the 22 other names that have been on the project, I won't try to rattle them all off for you, but to the hundreds, if not thousands, of man hours that have been implemented in the last month, you know, the reality is there's just an incredible amount of new stuff for you, and it's an incredible amount of simplification for implementation, and all of it completely and totally available when you need it and on demand. So it's an exciting new year here. Anyway, Mass Milroy, that was it. I guess we probably, at this late point, should remind people that our Inner Circle Peak Performer meeting is coming up in Orlando right at the beginning of February. And so it's exciting and important for everybody in that level to be there. Anybody who's in a level below peak performers, who is in the $12,000, $15,000 a month range or above, really should be in the peak performers level. So they're missing a lot of opportunity to dramatically expand their net profit. But we have a real exciting agenda for the year, and are sending all of that stuff out directly to everybody so that they don't miss any of the opportunities.
Yeah, the thumbnail sketch is Disney, West Point, Air Force Academy, and Houston. So yeah, a lot of pretty exciting stuff coming up this year.
Yeah, and we're looking for a couple of opportunities, including Elite MMA. Eric and I, Nguyen, they volunteered to host us for certainly one of the most, not the most profitable MMA schools in the country. And we're looking at a couple of higher level benchmarking opportunities that are there as well. And of course, making sure we don't go to Houston midsummer, because that's not the place to be. trying to go warm places in the winter and Colorado in the summer.
Exactly right.
Okay, good. Well, thanks everybody for hanging in there with us. And any questions that we didn't address, there's probably a bunch of them. Feel free to send it over. And any questions you emailed while we were doing the 1,000 man hours over the holidays, you got to resend, because we didn't look at them and probably never will.
That's right. Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.